Legion and army divisions patrolled the battlefield, searching for the enemy. Wounded Eldar were quickly silenced, while Imperial casualties were either recovered or granted mercy if their injuries were too severe. It was dirty work, war work, but it was necessary. Small bands of natives still roamed the killing ground, lost and seemingly afraid. Efforts to herd them together for medical attention and processing were met with hostility at first, but gradually the tribe's people had submitted peacefully. The death of the seer had effectively ended the resistance. The Eldar were utterly broken and would not return. Execution squads had already been dispatched into the jungle to hunt down the last of them. Ferus Manus had done the same before leaving the desert, and there was no doubt Mortarion had expunged all hostiles from the ice plains. Army discipline masters had the Farians set fires in the rotting carcass of the Pterodon. Such a mass of meat and bone would take time to burn. Vulcan frowned as he watched the bolder, more ebullient troopers make mock triumphal gestures as they posed on top of its corpse. It was undignified, disrespectful.
"What was it like?"
asked Ferus Manus. The Primarch of the Iron Hands was standing at his shoulder, surveying the aftermath. Vulcan turned to face him.
"What was what like?"
"Riding on the back of that beast. I never expected one of the 18th to be so impulsive."
He laughed to show he meant no harm. Vulcan smiled. He still hurt too much to laugh.
"Remind me never to do anything like that again."
He winced when the Gorgon slapped his back.
"Glory hound."
With the achievement of victory, Ferus's mood had warmed. His strength and courage were reborn in his eyes, and his legion had helped deliver 1544 to compliance. It was a good day. They were standing before the arch. The psychic shield was down. Following its destruction, the Eldar Witch Coven had burned violently like candles overfueled with oxygen. They resembled little more than charred corpses crumpled in front of the encircling menhirs now. Ferus nudged at the ash with his boot.
"Thus is the fate of all foes."
"They hung on long enough," said Vulcan.
He focused on one, a male whose skeletal hands were curled into claws. The warlock had raged at the end.
"I still can't fathom why they defended this place so vehemently.
Who can guess at the mores of aliens?"
Ferus sounded dismissive.
"A better question is what is to be done about that?"
He gestured to the massive arch, now denuded of its psychic defences.
"Unless you want to leap from a stormbird again and shatter it."
The Gorgon's humour was lost on Vulcan. He was intent on the arch. A gate, Veres had supposed. But leading to where?
"I think destroying it out of hand would be a mistake, at least until we know its purpose."
Ferris's levity frosted over and he grew serious.
"It has to be destroyed."
Vulcan was stern.
"We may unleash a greater evil." "What has got into you, brother?"
asked Ferris, his eyes narrowing.
"Something."
Vulcan shook his head. When his gaze went to the plinth beneath the arch, he saw a familiar face.
"What is he doing over there?"
Ferus grabbed Vulcan's arm to stop him from heading to the plinth.
"We set charges and demolish this thing."
Vulcan pulled free and returned his brother's glare.
"Indulge me, Ferus."
The Gorgon scowled but let go. When Vulcan reached the plinth, it was deserted. Veras was gone. The Primarch walked the entire vast perimeter. There was no sign of the Remembrancer, but he did notice a disparity in the runic pattern around the plinth. He summoned the Pyre Guard, drawing his hammer.
"Do you see that?"
he asked his equerry. Numion pulled out his halberd.
"I do, Primarch. An opening."
It was little more than a crack, an interruption in the runic formation around the plinth, but definitely a doorway. The equerry nodded to Gan and Igataron.
Open it.
The two Praetorians sheathed their blades and pressed their shoulders against the plinth wall. Leodrak and Skatarvar took up posts either side with weapons ready. If anything came from within, it would die a quick death should it choose to attack. The doorway was a rune-carved slab, tall enough to accommodate the legionaries, and fashioned from the same stone as the arch. It ground inwards, stone scraping stone, revealing a shallow stairway leading into a chamber sunken below the arch.
"Lower your blades,"
said Vulcan. The Praetorians obeyed. Numion and Varun were the last to relent and eyed the shadows inside the plinth warily.
"What further horrors await us?"
asked the equerry. Vulcan was reminded of the small chamber beneath the forge, the one under the anvil that Inbel had sealed at his request.
"There is but one way to find out,"
said the Primarch.
"I lead."
Then he stepped through the doorway and was immersed in darkness.